It is Sunday, September 8th, 2013. Good morning. This is Weekend Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums.
I'm Christina Thomas.
We are happy to have inside the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio, Becca Martin Brown, features editor at Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.
And I'm going to just wear you out.
Okay.
I'm already worn out.
Yeah, it's been a long
time. Oh, this is, it's good. Either that or you will feel so good about your life by the time we're done talking that you'll go dance around the block.
Okay.
All right.
We're going to talk about the Rogers Little Theater production of The Wizard of Oz.
Christina and I talked a little bit about that at the end of Thursday's show because there will be flying.
There will be lots of flying. The show opens Friday, which is why we're talking about it today. They're going to fly Dorothy, the Witches, the Monkeys, and the Wizard.
Above the stage.
Above the stage. Two 30-foot tracks put in by a professional company. It takes two or three people per flight, per person.
Because you've got to be...
with pulleys and stuff and
you've basically got to have one who's in charge of up and down and one who's in charge of across.
And then don't you usually have someone who's watching them do it? You've got to have kind of the backup, the safety.
And like... for Dorothy, because Dorothy goes up in a tornado, so she spins, which is nice because the little girl playing Dorothy, who's 14, Elizabeth Harvath, is at least a dancer, so she knows how to take off. So there's a witch melting.
Okay.
A tornado on stage. You have to transform the three actors from farmhands into the Lion, the Scarecrow, and the Tin Man. In the time span of a three-minute song.
Wow.
There are two sets, sepia and technicolor.
Really?
Fireballs, explosions, and projected imagery to put the rowboat and the cows inside the tornado and give the wizard his big shimmering head.
This sounds like quite the production.
I'm just exhausted thinking about it. And, of course, Ed McClure is directing it. Oh, I forgot there's also a dog, which is its own challenge.
A real dog.
Okay. Yes. So Ed McClure, of course, loves these big productions. And I said, didn't you ever think about doing something different? He said, yeah, about 7 hours into the installation of the flight tracks.
So do they have to rent these?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
And you have to have a company come in and install it. And they had to find a giant scissor lift that could get up there for them to safely install it.
Wow. And then probably have the hands
trained.
Run. Yeah.
But, you know, as he says, people expect flying monkeys to fly.
I guess so.
It is the first flying show at the Victory Theater.
Ever.
Because the last time they did Wizard of Oz, which was... maybe 15 years ago, they were still at Rogers High School, which didn't really have a fly loft. The old Rogers High School that is now Heritage didn't really have a fly loft. And Rogers Little Theater, if you've never been there, and shame on you, is a very strange stage because it's a thrust stage with the proscenium way at the back, which makes any of this interesting. Plus, then you've got to get, like, the monkey who's going to carry Dorothy off. You've got to get Dorothy quietly hooked up on the flying apparatus because she's been on stage a while.
Wow.
It's going to be really interesting.
Well, so this sounds like a lot of work. How long is it running?
It is running... 3 weekends,
okay.
Which is a good thing. It opens
That's
Friday on September 13th.
Oh, Friday the 13th.
Yeah. Runs through that weekend, through the weekend that is the 19th through the 22nd, and through the 26th through the 29th. And you pay $48 with dinner, which is a lot of food and a lot of flying.
And this is very much more representative of the film than necessarily the L. Frank Baum novel.
Although, interestingly, the script is by the Royal Shakespeare Company.
Interesting.
So I promise you'll have a good time. 631-8988 for tickets. And this afternoon, there is a cello concert with Tavi Ungerleider.
Who will not be flying.
Who will not be flying, but he is the National Federation of Music Clubs 2013 Young Artist Award winner.
Excellent.
And the concert is hosted by the Andante Music Club. Happens at 2:30 at Whitehall Auditorium on the Northwest Arkansas Community College campus in Bentonville. It is free. There is a concert at 3 featuring the Bella Vista Men's Chorus, concert called Then Sings My Soul, a fall celebration of faith and spirituality. That happens at the Bella Vista Community Church, and it's $10. The Calle Soul Band wraps up the True Lit Literary Festival at 3 o'clock at the Fayetteville Public Library. Again,
free.
And there's an artist reception from 3 to 5 at the Smith Pendergraft Campus Center at the University of Arkansas at Fort Smith. For Arkansas Champion Trees, the works of Linda Williams Palmer that were here earlier in the year.
Right.
So if you missed it, toddle on down to Fort Smith. The show's open through October 24th.
All right. Thank you, Becca. Becca Martin Brown is Features Editor with Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.